Might as well.
Okay, let's begin. Big crowd. Got a big crowd.
Really?
See the Mishnah.
I don't even know what I would want to say.
Where's Shmuel?
I don't know. You should be.
Okay, let's see the Mishnah. You ready?
Yeah.
You're late. Did you stay for this year?
I did. It was nice.
Was on Mar?
Yeah. That was an essential part of...
Yeah, I had to rest and run down.
It was an issue.
What time did you finish?
12:00, right?
So oh, yeah?
Still
lunch time, too. Let's go. Let's see the mission. Shmuel Reed. Go ahead. If you Lafano, come on, it's late. Sit there so I can see Sam. Go ahead. Have you Lafano? I'm really run down, so I had to rest.
Yeah,
you know, I hope so. I got a bad sore throat. Let's go. I was preparing though for sure, but I fell asleep a little bit.
Okay.
I should get a cot in my office, you know. So you went to 12:05 this year tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that I was going to need a keyboard downstairs.
Oh, so you didn't stay?
We stayed for a little. We came down back down at like 11:30.
Oh, okay.
We finished the.
Good for you. Okay, let's go. Where's Akiva? Where's Akiva? He's coming?
Coming.
Okay, let's go, Shmuel. Go ahead. Have you Lafanov? What does the box say?
The box says Bit Chiva.
So they brought him what hearing, right? Malik is hearing. Salted thing, yeah. Pashup Shada means hearing. Anything of salt, yeah. Yeah, Rashi seems to say anything of salt, correct. Hearing, though, is a famous thing. Go ahead. Because it has a lot of salt. Right. Right. So you read the Mishnah, there's no mention at all of Peres Genusar. It's so strange, you know. So it says the mice. It says the potus of pasuk. Yeah, go. Zaklau.
This is the rule.
Kol shu
ikar inu tefila. Anything that you have as the main piece of your meal, and with it something to support it. Mevarech al ikar v'kotar tefila.
Right.
The main thing in pot the supporters.
Okay, let's comment on this now. Okay, you ready? The kavana satana is to teach us what that when you eat a maliach, which is the ikar tchilu. The birkas ha'ikar pot is the tafel. But if you ate the tafel, yes, before the ikar, seems like you don't say, you're not allowed to eat the tafel without a bracha. Right? Not allowed to say, l'mafreya, rely on ikar pot is a tafel. Yes? You understand what I'm saying? The only time you can say ikar pot is a tafel is when you eat the ikar first and then the tafel. Who says this? It tells us yontif. You know on the Mishnayos, you know how many Mishnayos they have? You have your art school Mishnayos, and they have Rav Kahati Mishnayos, you know. If you want to really learn Mishnayos B'in, you learn the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos, which is the Bar Tanura on one hand, the Tais Yontif on the other, and on the bottom they have the Tiferes Yisrael.
Isn't that the Mishnayos?
Yeah, no, and that's Rav Kahati. Rav Kahati, that's Rav Kahati. I'm saying the Mishnayos, they lived in the 1400s, 1500s. Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos is a classical Mishnayos. We have the Bar Tanura on one hand, until Tais Yontif on the other, and then you have the Tiferes Yisrael on the bottom. So the Tos Yontif says, and the Vilna Gaon says, or Rechaim says, Reshut Beis Sifkan Zayin, I want you to get it, that only when you eat the Maliach what?
First.
Do we say Iker Potus HaTafel? If you eat the Tafel first, and then the Iker, you can't say, oh, Iker Potus HaTafel. Let me eat the Tafel first, and then I'll just say there's a piece of food, I'll eat that. And Lamafreya, let the Bracha and the Iker go. That's ridiculous. That means when I ate this, I had enough Bracha. That's different. We'll get to that. We're going to get to Taruz. That's different. That's different. It's all mixed together. But when you do Taruz, you should make sure you're eating both foods at the same time.
You mean like people eat crackers with
herring? Right, I understand that. But I'm saying when you eat Taruz, you could eat only the cracker and then not the herring. You know what I mean? So this is what the Taisis Yontif and the Vilna Gaon says. One sec. Now the Mishabura and Sifkat and Yud, what Simon Zikr Tafel? Reshut Beis. Come on, you got to be Bizman. What does the Mishabura say? Was it Mr. Bruce says if Kon Yud? He says, Yesh Omrim, that what? You with me? We're going to get to this. He quotes a Yesh Omrim. We're going to see which Rishonim say that if you eat the Tafel first, you say Shahakal. You got that? The bracha changes. You got that? That no matter what, the bracha changes. Okay, we're going to have to be maz with that. Okay? So, both in Acher, from Tais Yandav says, Shatan said, Tchila, Amlas Lame, even if you don't eat the Malik with the Pas B'Yachar, right? It's still called what? The Pas is Tfeilu. Even if you don't eat them together, the Tais Yandav wants to say the word Tchila means what? Even if you don't eat the Mamish together, you don't have to eat the Mamish together. You don't have to put both foods in your mouth at the same time. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, the word tchila is I'm asked to teach you, even if you don't eat the maliach with the pas, biyachad mamish, you're still in din tofel. So I want you to get this down, Lamaisa. It comes out to be a tremendous chiddush. Okay? So we have what? We have this din of what? Ikar potus atofel, which we're introducing this halacha, and I want you to know that there's a gemara in the Yerushalmi, the end of Pesachim, which is Ikar potus atofel applies not to the Zibrikas Nenin, applies to Zibrikas Mitzvahs. What is Brikas HaMitzvahs? The Korban Pesach, the end of Maseches Pesachim. Where, you know, there's a Korban Chagiga that you're supposed to eat with the Korban Pesach, because you always have to eat the Korban Pesach Halasova. What's Halasova? Can't eat an empty stomach, the Korban Pesach. So there's a Korban Chagiga that you have along with it. There's a Chagiga Arbasar, and there's a Chagiga Tetvav. There's a Chagiga Arbasar you eat first, and then when you eat the Korban Pesach, you're not totally starving. You follow me? So what's the Ikar and the Tafel? And then you eat a Chagiga later at night called the Chagiga Tetvav. So does the Bracha and the Pesach go on the what? Last Mishnah of Maseches Pesachim, the whole Masechta. Says the Bracha and the Pesach pockets the Bracha and the Chagiga. Yerushalmi comments, you know what mechanic that's based on? Ikar and Tafel. Get it down. Ikar and Tafel applies to Brikas and Mitzvahs as well. According to Yerushalmi. Okay? Yeah, it is, because the whole point is it's a condiment. What do you mean? Matzah and Mor are a condiment for the Korban Pesach. This is the Chagiga is a condiment also. It comes along with it. Okay? Yes?
I have a very general question on this Mishnah.
Go ahead.
If you know you're going to be eating bread in the meal, aren't you supposed to just make it thicker? Or at least wash on it? And just
no, usually that is the case. We're going to get into. But bread lamaisa, that's usually the case, but not in this scenario. We're going to see whether it's a progression. Is it A, B, C, or whatever? But lamaisa, I'm glad you pointed this out, because if you have any desire to eat any bread, then forget about it, the Mishnah Berurah says. Get it down. Then the bread is the ikar. You have no desire to eat bread in this whole scenario. Mishnah Berurah says this, Reshit Beis Sifkot and Gimel. Very important. Okay? You got that? So the Mishnah says, yeah, Klau. Zuck the second Tisus. Yes, go ahead, Akiva, real quick. Okay, second Tisus, go ahead. For the first one, yeah, second one, go ahead. Actually, it's out of order anyway. Did you notice that? I didn't notice the Mitzayan. Yeah, they say this first one should be, the first one should be after the second one. Go ahead. Mivarech.
We learned it.
What daf did we learn it? Membeis and Menalef. Remember we said a membeis? That pas patas papir. So what's it going on? What do you need to repeat it for? Go ahead.
It's true. We have to say dash marinin, the palim, the patal.
Wow. The chiddush is the pas is such a star, but the mission needed mechadish that even though it is a star, it is the major star, but there are times where it even is even a tafel. That's what the mission wants a taina. Okay? Rabbi Yonah says the same thing to Maskal Masnissen. Okay? You shouldn't say that it's such a star that it never can be tafel. That's what the Mishnah is being mechadish. Even though earlier in the Masechta and Beizmav, we learned that we had the klal. Okay? You got that? Okay, now, Mamaisa, there's a lot of different lomdas here. We have to see the Siyata Dishmaya when it comes to what? It comes to this famous klal, Vikr and Tafel. Okay? There's a lot of lomdas here. We have to take one thing at a time. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So let's start. Tosis, the Prima Gadim makes the following comment on this Tosis. Where's the Prima Gadim? Simin Reshut Beis, Yesh Lavram Sifkat and Beis. What does it mean when it says Zach Klal? What does Zach Klal mean, Asher? This is the rule. But he wants to say that the Mishnah is trying to make a third din. What do you mean a third din? You could say that maybe by Malich the Pas, where the Bracha Malich is a Shahakol, then we say that what? It's Nifter, the Tafel. What I'm saying to you is that Shahakol potters every food, right? So maybe Shahakol has the ability to what? Pot the bread. You know what I mean? But if the Bracha there could be bird praetz, and the Bracha the Tafel would be an Adama, right? And Birkas Eitz generally does not what? Potter Adama, does it? Right? Maybe Birkas Eitz, which is what? The Bracha Nikr, right? Will not potter the Tafel. Comes the Mishnah and says, not true. Tamid, all the time. Zach Klau, Iker Potes HaTafel, all the time. Please get that. That's a prima gadam schiddish in the Klau, and in the phrase of Zach Klau. Very interesting. Okay? Very interesting chiddush. Now,
does anyone know that the Mishnah
says? I don't think so. But he wants to be daikin in the Mishnah. No, that's what he wants to be mechadish. That's what I mean. Zach Klau. The Mishnah is making a big deal of it all the time. I don't care. It's not just in the case of bread and maliach.
Isn't that what Klau means? Like all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I wouldn't have thought of that. But that's what he wants to be mechadish. That's the rule. Because maybe you would have said the Mishnah presents only by Pas and Maliach. Maybe that's only the case, right?
That's not what Klal means all the time.
Yeah, maybe Zach Klal all the time in Pas and Maliach. How do you know it works outside the brachas like that? I don't know. Maybe I could have said Pas and other things that are not Maliach. I don't know. But who says it's talking about other brachas? That's the Chiddush. That's what the Prima Gadam wants to say. Okay, now, that's the first Nakuda that I want you to get. Now, secondly, we mentioned, Taisis Yontif said, yes, based on the Chumas Adeshin. The Chumas Adeshin in Chuvah Simon Lamed Aleph, you with me? He's the one who's Mechadish this din, that if you want to drink wine, yes, and it's hard for you to drink it, so you bring some food first before you drink it in order to sweeten the shtiyah. So even though the food is tafel, but you say a brach on it. Yeah? Anytime you have the tafel before the ikr, you have to say the brach on it. That's what the Chumas Adeshin says. Is that correct? So maybe you could prove that from the word betchilu. Right? Because it says, v'yil afanam menliach betchilu. Why does the Mishnah write dafke betchilu? Obviously, if you're eating the meliach after the pas, you have to say the bracha on the pas. So what he wants to tain is that he wants to tain that if you ate the tafel before the ikr, you'd have to say a bracha. He wants to say, you see that from the what? You see that, he wants to be mechadesh, you see that from the what? From the Mishnah.
So if you're eating bread first, you have to make a motzi, so you don't make a bracha on the ikr.
Well, he wants to say that you see it from the Mishnah, l'maisa. You see it from the Mishnah of this dinner, what says, if you lafon of Maliach betchilu. What it wants to tain is that, what does betchilu mean? What's the ikr here in the Mishnah? Before you get the Paris Knusser and the Gemara. The ikr is the Maliach. So why does it say Maliach betchilu? Because it implying that you eat the ikr what first? Implying that if you had the tafel first, what would be the din? You need a bracha. Yes, you need a bracha on it. That's what he wants to be medayik. So Taisi Yontif wants to say that the Chumas Adeshin is right from the Mishnah, from our Mishnah. You got that? Get that down.
And then you make another
again,
on the
Chumas Adeshin, no, yes, yes.
Even if it's bread?
Yes. What? The Chumas Adeshin says what? No, not in that. Well, we'll see. But Lamaisa, we'll see Lamaisa. Maybe because in that case it's only a tafel. But what I want to bring out here is that the chiddush of the Chumas Adeshin shita is what? That if you eat the tafel first, what's the din? You need a bracha on it, correct? He wants to say it's meduik in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that the ikr was brought out first. Masa, the tafel was brought out first, would need a bracha. How would you slug that up? Maybe the Mishnah wrote that to say that even if you don't eat them at the same time, the tafel is what? Even if you don't eat them at the same time, the tafel is niftar. Right? We're not talking about a case we ate the what? You ate the ikr, right? Before the tafel. We're not talking about you ate the ikr before the tafel. We're talking about a case where even if you don't what? Maybe Mr. Amas, even if you don't eat them a basachas, the tafel's nikr. You eat one right after another, Lamaisa. But we're not talking about a case where you ate it long before it, lemaisa. Okay? That's where we want to tie in, lemaisa. So you could also say there's no raya from the mission. Maybe the mission is not trying to bring out that point, lemaisa. It says like they're at this, you're eating at the same time, just have this one first. That's all it's saying. Even if you don't eat it, but basachas, even if you don't eat at the same exact moment, you don't stick both in your mouth, it's still good. But it's not talking about a case where you ate the ikr before the tuffel. Okay? However, the Tais Anshei Shem responds the following. You with me? What's the Tais Anshei Shem say? Huh? Tais Anshei Shem says, you can still prove it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah did not teach what? Im ochel tamaliach achre apas, lo mevarach al apas. Do you understand what I just said? If you eat the maliach after the pas, lo mevarach, im ochel tamaliach achre apas, lo mevarach al apas. Mishnah did not say that. So obviously, we're talking about a case where what? Where you'd have to say a what? You'd have to say a brach on the pas. So he wants to say if you eat the pas first, right? If you eat the maliach achar pas, it should have came out with it straight and said what? That if you eat the maliach second, the ikr, and you eat the tava first, you don't need a brach on the pas. Well, it didn't say that. So obviously what? Since it didn't say that, if you eat the tuffel first, then you must what? You must say a bracha, like the who? Like the Chumas Hadesh. Okay, you got that? So even though we brought a raya, then we try to slug it up, we restore the raya. Because if it's true, Lamaisa, that you wouldn't have to what? If it's true that you eat the tuffel first, you don't need a bracha, the Mishnah should have said it. The Mishnah never said it. So the bottom line is, we want to bring a raya we want to bring a raya from the Mishnah to the din of the Chumas Hadesh. You got it? Okay. Please, let's get this, okay? The concentration, the focus. Now, the Kolbo, get this down, all the Nikudas, has a suffix. When you say Iker is potas atof, does that pop to you from the Brach Achron as well? What's the din? The Kolbo in Simon Chof Tav, the Rishon, says, I'm not sure. The Beis Yosef says, well, I'm sure. Beis Yosef, the beginning of Simon Reish Yubei, says, you're potter from the bracha achron as well. It's like dvarim abayim mesuda. You don't need a bracha achron. This is what the Beis Yosef says. The Kobol says, I'm not sure. And the Beis Yosef says, I am sure. Iker potter satov, not just the bracha rishon, but also the bracha achrona. And the Darkei Moshe agrees with the Beis Yosef and he proves it from the tour. Just like Yayin potter's masker and bracha rishon, it also potter's. Do you guys know that? It also potter's from bracha achrona. Okay, is that clear? Now, the Rosh Yosef says, who's the Rosh Yosef? The Prima Gadol Sefer on Shas. What does he say? He says, maybe the suffix of the Kobol is only by bread. Because bread Rechai of what? Bread Rechai of Birkus HaMazim in Atar. It's possible, doesn't patter up Brain of Foshos. Perhaps Brain of Foshos will not what? Which is only the Rabbana will not patter. Only when they're both on the same level of Chiyuv and the Rabbana, Hei Mamru Vei Mamru, there's a tuffle, yapata, the biggest ikr. But when you're chayvin atayra, maybe it doesn't have enough power. Does that make sense? I think that makes a lot of sense. Maybe that suffix of what? The tour says, yayin patas, brach rishon, brach rishon. That's if they're all the rabbanans. But maybe if they're the yuraisa, it's only, maybe the suffix of the kobol is only when what? When pas is chayvin atayra in benching, maybe brain of fashas rabbanan won't get the job done. Yeah? Maybe only for sure when it's on the same level does it work. When it's chayv ben atarim, maybe not. So the suffix we want to limit it only in the case of what? Legabi brach achron, if they're both the rabbanans, it's no problem, it works. The only problem is one's ben atarim, one's the rabbanan, maybe it doesn't work. And the truth is the kavachayim shehevi shevichos ketanis, the kavachayim quotes shevichos ketanis, if you eat a little bit of pas, mea pas atfeila, kedei svia, so he actually says, if you eat a little bit of bread from the pot, but it satiates you, then you'd be chayav birkas hamazon. So I want you to get this suffix of the kolbol. Does it what? Does ikar potas atafel also brach achrona? That's number one. And number two, the Beis Yosef says it does. Beis Yosef says it does. And we're saying that, well, maybe the suffix is only by, you know, the rabbanan to birkas hamazon, which is minatir. But the Rabbanan for sure should be good. Okay, now, if you remember earlier in the year, I don't know if you remember this, but I want you to get it. If you remember earlier in the year, we had three approaches conceptually, Iker and Tefillah. Does anyone remember what they were? Yeah. I want to work with only two today, but the three were what?
Iker takes away the bracha.
The Iker, the bracha, and Iker goes on the Tefillah. Or that's one on one pole. The third one is what? Then maybe the Tefillah doesn't even need a bracha. And the second one is Iker Potter Tefillah creates the what? Makes the Chefsa the same thing. So therefore only warrants one bracha. That, what'd you say? Can't hear you. When was this? We mentioned it also one time this semester. We also mentioned one time this semester, Lamaisa. But whatever it is, the middle, what's the third approach? That it becomes like a taruvis. So I want to just go with the first and third, which is the easier one. Which get it down in your notes. The bracha on the Iker Pat is the bracha on the Tefillah. That's number one. Number three is what? What's number three? No, number three is that the Tefillah doesn't need a bracha. And the middle one is that what becomes like a taruvis, so there's only one bracha at all. We're going to see there might be two tracks of Iker and Tefillah. That's why the second track, trying to suspend.
What's taruvis?
Taruvis means a mixture. Taruvis is a mixture. So maybe halachically, Iker and Tefillah morphs the two together and there's only one bracha.
Okay? Even when they're eating separately.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to go with one and three only. Okay? But let's start, okay? We gotta get to the Gemara first, but I wanna just mention this Chakira. Who makes this Chakira? Chazanish, Chidush Yerayaleib, and the Amik Bracha. Okay? Is the Yisod Din of Iker and Tefillah, that what? That since it's Tefillah, it's an Achila Grua, and therefore you're not Chayv at all. Please get it. Does the Tefillah make it like a bad eating, an achila grua that doesn't warrant a bracha? Or no? Do you say the Tefillah does require a bracha, but the Birkas Iker patters it, and Iker and Tefillah is mechadesh, that the bracha is like the Iker. So the bracha of the Iker patters it, just like you have brachas that are equal. One bracha patters the other. What'd you say, Sam? We're going to see. Okay, let's get it. Yeah? With this in mind, it's Chakira, I want to see the Gemara. Go ahead, let's see the Gemara, Sam. Shmuel, read the Gemara. Who says what?
Who said this statement that Muliyah is the Iker and the Pasuk Tefillah?
Yeah, who said that statement? It's nuts, no? Who said that statement? Who says that statement? Malika Zikr and passed off. It's nuts. We never say such a thing, right?
We said Tar Paris.
What'd you say?
We didn't say Tar Paris.
Well, we got a Sila Maisa. When we said the Bracha Lefnei Achila, Pater's Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona, which Dorach Mechaber says Reshut Beis Sif Aleph, Vib Malik with Pas, you don't say because of Muslim. Right? Do you have to do the Tilis Adayim if you're eating bread? Is it Tefillah? That's an interesting question we'll have to see. Okay? But the bottom line is that the reason why the Mishnah says that, Klal, this is the Tesu B'Kiveger, we said is that don't limit it in this case. We say it across the board. That's what we said the din is. Now, what is the Kasha based on? Mi Kamidi. Read it again, the Kasha. Go ahead. Mi Kamidi, go ahead. What are the words mean and meaning? Is there any, can anything? Can you ever have such a category? Go ahead. Where do we ever have that? Now, I want you to get this down. You know what the Tzlach says? Something that's so chashuv, more than pas, can patter with a bracha. What's so special about pas? That's gorin brach latzmo. Get it down. What do we say in the mouth and base? That what? That yayin, pas does not pater yayin. Right? Why not? Because yayin has a bracha for the atzmo. Well, motzi also has a bracha for the atzmo. Since motzi has a bracha for the atzmo, you can't just pater it. You got me? Is that clear? Sam, you got me?
Yes.
Even though yayin has a bracha for the atzmo and pas has a bracha for the atzmo, so Gemara says this is nuts. If yain is a bracha le'atzma and pas is a bracha le'atzma, how could it ever be ikar potl? How could you ever toffle it to anything? It's so chashuv, right? Pas is goren bracha le'atzma. That's why pas is not pater wad. Yain is pater wine. Yeah, akidei kach. Do you say that it's so chashuv that what it can be potter with a bracha, even though pas is goren bracha le'atzma? Pas does not pater yain. Okay? Yain requires a bracha for the atzmo, so the Gemara is not. Gemara says this is nuts. How could pas ever be tuffled, though? It's never what tuffled anything, Lamaisa. The whole svara being the mechanics is the yain is going to bracha l'atzmo, that's why pas doesn't pater it. Well, then a moti should never be pater in anything else also, because a moti has a pater and bracha. Yes? The Gemara's kash is based on that. Go ahead, what's the answer? Excellent. Sure. So what's the answer to the Gemara?
We only said this when we were talking to this entire mission was only said when you're eating Paris Kinosar.
Right. The and therefore the Pashup Shad of the Gemara means what? Read Rashi.
Which Paris Kinosar? Paris arts Yas Kinakarnet. Chashuvim Minah.
Yas Karnet. So what is Rashi saying? This is fruit in the Yamek Kineris, which is from Sheva Naphtali. Yes? It's more kosher than bread. Unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable. So, okay. Fine. So it's more unbelievable. Pashup Shad is you eat the peiris, then what? You need the salt to what? Offset it. And where does the bread come in?
After.
To get rid of the what? The salt, yes? Too much salt. Okay, so according to Pashup Shad and Gemara, it's A, B, C. First Perish Kanusar, then salt, and then the bread. Okay, let's see Tosis, okay?
Because it's coming because of how sweet the fruit is of the peiros kinosar. Rapas shalachar of the bread after tafel. It's tafel. The ein ba el b'shvil amliyah. It's only coming to soften this, to get rid of the salt.
Right. So you have what we said, A B C, right?
Yeah.
Im tomar
peiros hame ikar the amliyah tafel amliyah tafel. And if you're going to say that it the peros were the ikar, and the salt became the tafel. When you have a peros kader kuhu, yesh lamar demar shelo acha peros brosu amar.
So what was Tosis kasha?
If
the peros are the ikar, milik is a tafel. Why don't you just say one bracha? Let the peros, the bracha on the peros, take care of what the milik and the bread. One swoop. What does the Mishnah seem to say? First of all, it didn't say Ochle Paris in the Mishnah. We have to say we are eating Paris Mishnah. The Mishnah's, what is the Mishnah doing? Picking it up after you've already eaten the what? Come on, guys, you got to get this. What is it? Mishnah's picking it up at the stage we already ate the Paris Mishnah, then you bring Malach and bread, right? So why don't you just say the Paris take care of everything? So the answer is the what? What's the answer? They weren't eating there at the same time. They weren't eating the Paris Kinus at the same time. So that's why that's why it doesn't pot to everything. Go ahead. Inami.
Inami b'shash achal perot inosar lo ha'yisham adai liyach pasal ha'yidea she'yachli shimbo machmatam b'tikul.
So what's the second terence? First terence is the Paris can't cover the Maliach and pas because you're not there, they're not there when you ate the Paris. Second terence.
He didn't have them when he was there when the first version ate them, and it's not that he didn't just...
At the time he ate the pears, the Malach and Pas weren't there.
Yeah, because
he didn't think he needed them, but then when he saw I got so weak from the sweetness, he needed them. What's the difference? Aren't these the same terutzim?
No, because he didn't...
You don't think so? Well, let's go through it now. Don't they seem like the same terutzim? The first terutz is they weren't there in the same ma'amad. You needed the pears, same ma'amad. The second terutz also is like that, no?
Not having gas because he didn't have enough money to eat them. The first day. Torah says he knows. They just gave him in several places.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe.
First Teretz, I thought Pashut Pshat, the same Teretz, which is wrong. Like Shmuel might be saying better than me.
No, I'm just in the same
obviously, they can't be the same Teretz. Sam, do you understand my problem? When you read this Teretz, the first Teretz is what? You know, the parents weren't there when you ate the what? The second Teretz is also when you ate the what? Parents, the other stuff wasn't there. Isn't that just two sides of the same coin?
No.
No? What do you mean no? Pashut Pshat it is. Pashut Pshat it is, Lamaise.
No, I thought the first Teretz is that you didn't eat the Paris in that city. You mean?
You mean you want to say had in mind?
Yeah, the first part is about that. Okay. The second part is about...
Let's see what the Gedol HaAchronim want to say.
The second part wouldn't...
I hear what you're saying. I want you... Let's get right to it. The Bach says... Get it down. The Bach says, raise your base, sit base, mask of a lashon. He says, the first Teretz is talking about the following. At the time you said the Baruch on the Peres Knusar, you had in mind to eat from the Maliyah Kupas. But since you had in mind, like you guys said, you did have in mind. But since you didn't have it in front of you, until you ate all the Peres, still, it doesn't pot to you. Yes? In other words, you had in mind the das to eat the Maliyah Kupas, but since it was not in front of you until you finished all the pears, the bracha you said on the fruit will not what? Will not help you. So you guys are absolutely right according to the Bach. Get it down. The first teretz is you had in mind. You definitely had in mind the bracha pears should be. You had in mind when you said the bracha you're going to eat Maliyah Kupas. Problem is that what? What's the problem? It wasn't in front of you until you finished all the payers. So therefore, there's no connection, there's no bridge between the payers and the Malik and the Pas. You got that?
What is it? What's the... What he said, like,
the Bach. The Bach says you had Das to eat, when you ate the payers, you should eat the Malik and the Pas. The problem is, you finished all the payers till they brought the what? So they brought the Maliyah Kupas. You finished all the pears.
Like Rebbe.
Yes. And therefore, since it was not the fun of Atcher Gomer Lachotza Paris, you finished all the pears, then it comes afterwards, then you're not what? You're not Nifter Biberkosel. You can't say the bracha on the fruit covers everything. That's the first teretz. Yes? What's the Bach? What's the Hasbro in the second teretz? You tell me, guys. What is the Bach? What does the Bach say in the second teretz?
What'd you say?
You didn't have it in mind.
You second Terence. No, the second Terence holds like this. Get it down. They brought the Maliyah Kupas. He was still eating the pears. They brought it while he was still eating the pears. But at the time he sent the pears, he did not have in mind for what?
To be, you know, saying.
When he had the pears, he did not have in mind to eat the Maliyah Kupas. What? Maliyah Kupas. He didn't think it would be so sweet and not knock him over. So the second Teretz is that when they brought it, he was still eating the fruit, but he didn't have it in mind. He didn't have it in mind to eat them when he ate the fruit. Lefiza, what's wrong with this? You got that, Sam? That's how you learn appetizers. You got it? Nabach is saying the second Teretz is they brought it in front of him while he was eating the pears. But when he said the bracha on the pears, he didn't have in mind the intention of eating them. Yes?
Okay.
So Lefize, according to the Bach, when is it your potus a tuffel? Only when you have das to what? Eat the tuffel at the time you said the bracha on the ikr. And that they bring it in front of you when you're still eating the what? And that they bring it in front of you when they're still eating what? Still eating the pears. If you combine both the roots, and those are the two requirements. Number one is that what you have to have in mind when you said the bracha on the ikr. Number two is the what? That it's brought to you while you're still eating the bracha on the ikr. While you're still eating the ikr. You got that? That is what the Bach says. It's interesting. He says an amazing thing. According to this Bach, we don't all like this. If I'm having a bread meal, let's say I'm having a bread meal. I was thinking about last night we had Shabbat brachas. If we're having a bread meal, Lamaisa. And, you know, most times you don't have the food on the table when you said the bread meal.
They didn't have the food on the table. It was buffet or whatever, you know what I mean? You never have the main dish on the table, usually, when you sing a motzi. People bring it out. He says, you know what? You would not be niftar with it. Yes. You would eat a brach on the chicken. No, is that amazing?
It's different.
He says that.
It's different because you know you're gonna have the chicken. The
box says you need both requirements. I said that.
Both.
You combine both in Rutsin. Yes.
Or either.
No, both. He says. No. Fizek, Kasababach. Iker, Potas, Atoffel. If you combine both in Rutsin, it only is when you want to eat the top of the Shasha Bir Kalikr. And also, when it's brought out when you're eating it. Right? You might have the dash, but it's not there on the table. And he says this. Write it down. You must go Iker. He says, "Gam besuda in pas nitarma tarm besuda because the pas rakna pas lefonav kishay bo lefonav." Ah, what does that mean? Now it's not as drastic as I said it, so I have to fix what I said a little bit. But when the chicken's brought out on the table, you have to have bread out there. If you finish all the bread, which triggered what I was thinking, we finished all the bread. There were small rolls. By the time they brought the chicken out, there was no bread anywhere on the table. So according to the box, maybe that's a problem, I was thinking. Now, we don't hold like this box, but I was just thinking that this morning. You got this? What'd you say?
Because we hold that taking off the bread is the end of the meal.
What do you mean taking off the bread?
I'm saying once you finish the bread, the meal's over, no?
No, what do you mean it's over? We still got to leave the bread on the table for bringing some muffin in general, crumbs.
When you're Moshkin Yadav, no?
Yeah, what about it?
Is that not the same thing?
No, I'm just saying, let's say you have the rolls out on the table. Everyone eats the rolls. That's the first thing you do after you wash. Then there's no bread on the table anymore. Right. So maybe the Bach would say you need a shock on the chicken. We don't hold like that. That's what comes out from the spices. You got this? Okay, so again, I want you guys to get this. The Bach is saying, teaching us how to learn up Tosis. Tosis is saying, you guys were on the ball with that first teretz, that you had in mind, so you just wasn't funny until you ate all the pears. Second teretz is that you did have it in mind, right? What was the second teretz? They brought the pas out and you're also collecting his pears. Just when you said the Bach, you didn't have it in mind. You follow me? You didn't have it in mind when they brought it out, Lomaisa. So the first teretz you had it in mind, the problem is it just wasn't on the what? Wasn't on the table until you finished it, Royce. And the second one is what? What's the second one? They brought it out, but you didn't have it in mind. Okay, comes along the mugging of rum. Let's get it. What do you need there? If you have to go to rest, you gotta go. Let's go to the bar. What does the Mugen of Rome say? The Mugen of Rome says, Jack does this. Zog the Mugen of Rome. You with me? The Mugen of Rome says, Allah Almighty says that what? What does the Mugen of Rome say? The Mugen of Rome says that if you have dashed to eat the what? Tafel. You with me, Sam? If you have dashed to eat the tafel, you don't say a bracha on the tafel. Even if they bring it to you after you ate the ikr. He says what we said.
Not even if you brought it out.
Yeah, even if it's like I said, in any case, mucking it wrong. You say a bracha mamotzi, and you eat all the bread, and then the chicken's brought out afterwards. You don't need a bracha on the chicken. Right? You don't need a bracha on the chicken. Halacha mamotzi is the same bracha, you don't need a bracha on the chicken. So what does this mean in the first teretz? He means after you ate the pears, get it down. After you ate the pears, you changed places. And you ate the tuffel in a different place. So in that case, the tuffel is not what? In that case, the tuffel is not what? The tuffel is not nifter the birkas eikar. You got that? You changed places. That's what he's saying in the first teretz. Mugarum says to the Bach, that's nuts. If you finish all the bread and they bring out chicken afterwards, of course you don't need a bracha. Lomaisa. Of course you don't need a bracha. Lomaisa. You have to eat what it means, Lomaisa, is that you have das to eat the tafel. You don't need a bracha on the tafel. They bring it even after you finish. Mugarum says it's wrong against the Bach. What's the teretz? He says you change places. You ate the tofel in a different place, therefore the tofel is not lifted with Rikos Eber.
So you're saying that Tosfos is saying two places?
Yes. That's what he's saying, track places.
Where does he say that?
That's how he says he interprets places.
Where?
In the first terms, that's what he says. He says you have to interpret when he says that's what places means. He says Shinim and Kaimim. Places doesn't say the lost one. It's also Mamad. What does also Mamad mean?
That's it.
Also Mamad is you eat the tofel in a different room or a different house. That's what he wants to find out. And then the second terence says what? What's the second terence? You had no kavana, you had no das, b'shas b'zikr, to eat the pas, eat the tofu. You had no das at all. Okay, since you had no das, that's why it doesn't pakul. Okay? Now the Tosfos Yotam says, according to the first terence, if you have maliach and pas in front of you, and after you finish all the payers, you don't want to eat the maliach and pas. Yes? And then you change your mind because you get chalisa leiv. That's what he says. The taz is mashma as well. When you say chalisa das, it gets weakened. Okay, so we got this. So it comes out that there's a big machlokes in Magen Avraham and Bach. How to interpret these 2 days in Tosfos? You got to know this. As soon as you see this, I want you to remember this. Tosfos Yotam says before the first terence, after you finish the achilas haperes, you don't want to eat any maliach v'pas. But then you change your mind. Let's say you eat the bread. The bread is so delicious. It fills your stomach. You don't want the chicken anymore. And then you change your mind. You want to have the chicken. What's the din? The din is halacha lemaaseh. That's what it was talking about. You change your mind. Yeah, then you would need a bracha. Correct. But that's a tremendous chiddush. Okay? So I want you to get this. It comes out lemaaseh that this is the chiddush. Okay? My colleague is Magen Avraham. What'd you say? Yeah, you would. Well, if you held like this, Bach. Yeah. Or if you held like you change your mind and then you want to eat it now.
You'd still be covered by benching at the end, right?
Yes, but you need a bracha rishonah. Well said. Correct. This is the chiddush you want to bring out. You got this? Okay, now, that's the first chiddush we want to point out. Well, my son, this did. Okay? Two ways to read the Tosfos. Okay? Now, the Chazon Ish points out, get this. Chazon Ish points out in Sifrei Chof Zayin that from these two terutzim of Tosfos, it's muchach that the loch eker potus a tofel is not says that the tofel doesn't need a bracha. What do you see it means? Please get this. What do you see, says the Chazon Ish? Remember we had a chakira? What was the chakira? How to interpret the din of what? Is it that what? The bracha eker goes on a tofel, right? It's like you have a bracha or you don't even need a what? 1 in 3. Or tofel doesn't need a bracha. Chazon Ish says, what do you see from this Tosfos? You tell me, guys.
That
Iker potus the tofel. It's not pshat that the tofel doesn't need a bracha. Of course it needs a bracha. It just is potter with the bracha of the Iker. Yes? Therefore, if you change your spot, you change your place, or b'shah shabirach al Iker, you never mind the tofel, you need a bracha on the tofel. It's clear from Tosfos that what? That the Chazon Ish is clear from the Tosfos Magen Avraham that... Yeah, Chazon Ish pointed out from the Magen Avraham, it's clear from this. I mean, Pashup Shad is working within the Magen Avraham, but the also the Bach. You see the what? That Lamaisa, that you really have a bracha, and therefore what? And therefore the bracha on the Iker goes on the tofel. You follow what I'm saying? But there is a din of what? There is a din of a requirement of what? Of saying a bracha. Okay? That's what the Chazon Ish writes. Chazon Ish writes, it's clear from this Tosfos that Iker pot is a tofel, that the tofel really requires a bracha, and that's what he wants to point out. Okay? Also, Reblei! Who's Reblei? Reblei Milan, the great Rishim Bezal Talmud, the Chidush Bar Yalev, also proves from the Chumash Hadeshim. What's the Chumash Hadeshim say? We had this earlier in Shir. Come on, that what? If you eat the tofel before the what? Before the Iker, you say a bracha, yes? I don't understand something. If you hold that a tofel doesn't need a bracha, never should need a bracha. No? Should it never need a bracha? Correct? So obviously, what's the din? Must be the Iker tofel means what? Of course the tofel needs a bracha. Just cover it with the bracha of the Iker. And if you didn't say a bracha yet, of course you got to say a bracha on the what? On the tofel. So basically what we're saying, the Chazon Ish proves from Tosfos, whether you learn Tosfos like the Bach and the Magen Avraham, that what? That tofel needs a bracha. And also you see from the Chumash Hadeshim that tofel needs a bracha. However,
how do you see from the Chumash Hadeshim?
Because what does the Chumash Hadeshim say? That if you eat the tafel before it, do you need a bracha on it? Yes. If tafel doesn't need a bracha, who cares whenever you eat it? You shouldn't need a bracha.
So what was
Rebbe saying? That's Rebbe Balan proves from the Chumash Adeshin. Chazanish proves from Taisus, and the Chumash Rebbe proves from the Chumash Adeshin. To that side of the Chakir. Okay? Comes along the Emek Bracha. Who's the Emek Bracha? Rabbi Zev Pomeranchik, the Talmud of Biskarov. And he says, I want you to know something. Does anyone hold the other side? Yes. The Shartzian. Let's get it down. The Shartzian. Who's the Shartzian? Chavetz Chaim. He writes in Simon Reish Ches, get it down, Sifkat and Ayin. Hope you saw it. Reish Ches, Sifkat and Ayin, that a Tufel is not Chayiv in a Bracha. Wow. Tufel does not need a bracha, says the Sharatzin. You ready? Sharatzin writes, Birkas Ayayin, please get this, guys. Birkas Ayayin, Patas Birkas Shar Mashkin. Is that correct? Bein bracha rishona, bein bracha achrona. What happens if you only drink a Mali Lugmov of Yayin? What's Mali Lugmov? Sam, get this. Cheekful. Let's say you only drink a cheekful of Yayin, and you also drink a reviz of Sprite. Yes? What's the din? Do you say a bracha achrona mali lugmov? It's a machlokes in the poskim. So you have to say a brenda fashas on what? Sprite. And I'm not sure whether you need a what? Bracha achrona for the wine because you only had mali lugmov. So misafek, he says you don't say a brenda fashas on the Sprite, on the water. Why? Because maybe you have a bracha achrona on the yayin and that would pati you from brenda fashas. You follow me? Now, I want you to get this again. You drank a what? You drank a Revisa Sprite or water. And you had a Mali Lugmov of wine, which is a machlokes in the post where it requires a bracha achrona. So he says, Misafek, don't say a brenda fashas on the water. I would have because I'm not sure whether I'm chayiving that. He says, no, you shouldn't do it because maybe you're chayiving a bracha achrona. And that would part you from the brain of fashas. That's what he writes. Now stop for a moment. Put your thinking caps on. If you hold that a tuffel's chayv and bracha, yes? But the bracha on the ikar paters it, then why don't you say brain of fashas on the water? Because mikra did you have what? You have a chiv on the tuffel, right, to say it. The Sprite is the tuffel. And you're not saying a guffin pre a guffin because you're not sure. And if there's a chiv bracha on the tuffel, then just say it, no? Because there's no bracha on the what? One second, there's no bracha on the ikar to what? To pater you. So he says, Lamaisa, even if you're chayav on a guffin, and if you're mavarech what, it would pater you. But now since you're subject, practically you're not subject, there's nothing to pater you. So it must be the lumpness is what? That tuffel does not need a what? Tuffel does not need a bracha.
I think anyway, We're talking about bracha.
Remember, we said the kolbo had a suffix when you say yeah. Iker and tafel. Does it also work? And the Beis Yosef said you're wrong. It applies to bracha. We're assuming like the Beis Yosef.
Yeah.
That just like your patas bracha rishona, patas bracha achrona. So if you say this, you patas bracha rishona, bracha achrona. What's going on here? If you drink a what? Get this down. You drink a revise of Sprite water. Let's say. And you had a mali lugmov of yayin. So he says, you don't say a bracha on what? You don't say the bracha brina fush on the water. Why not, Lamaisa? Ikar potas a tafel, and if the ikar, the bracha goes on the tafel, and there is a bracha you must say on the tafel, well, here I didn't say a bracha on the ikar, because I'm not sure whether you need one. So then say brina fush on the water and the Sprite, right? No? The fact that he's saying don't say it must be that what? Tafel doesn't need a what? Doesn't need a bracha. If it fits the portion of Iker and Tafel, then it comes out that what? That Tafel doesn't need a bracha. It's amazing, no? It's amazing Kiddush. So Bechreich, you have to say Tafel doesn't require a bracha. So even when you don't say a bracha on the wine, it's impossible you don't say a bracha on the water. You got that? So we just dug up the sheet that we proved from the Chazon Ish. Whether you learn like the Bach or the Magen Avraham and Taisus. Yes? Whether you look like the back of the Magen Avraham and Taisus, it's clear that you need a bracha by the tafel. The bracha nikar patas. Yes? We also said, we point out from where? The Rabbi Yehuda Malan proved of Chumash Adeshin, they also see the tafel needs a bracha. Come on, you can say a whole shira klali on this. However, what? However, who holds the other side of Talmud Zerach? Says the Shartzian. You see from the Emek Bracha, says from the Shartzian. You see that what? The fact that he says don't say a bracha achron on the Sprite of water shows that Talmud doesn't need a bracha. Comes along Rav Moshe, get it down. In the English Moshe, Orachai, Chelikav, Simonai, and I remember Ronzweig said like this. Ronzweig pointed out this English Moshe. It's against the Shartzian. Because he asked that question in the Shartzian. If it's true that a Talmud doesn't need a bracha, then why does he write only Misafek? What is Misafek? Maybe you're chayvin a bracha ala gafen. Rak Misafek, don't say a bracha namashka. What do you mean Rak Misafek? Even if what? Even if you're not chayvin a bracha ala gafen, even if you're not chayvin a bracha, are you chayvin a bracha achron on mine? No! Because it's a tuffle. If you hold stark that tuffle doesn't need a bracha, why is he predicated based on the fact that what? Oh, that you're not sure that it's a suffix. It's a suffix. It's a tuffle. It's not chayv bracha, right? If tuffle doesn't need a bracha, why does he only say misuffix? Misuffix because maybe you're chayv in a bracha achron al agafen. What are you talking about? Even if you're not chayv in berkas agafen, yes, you still won't say a bracha on what the sprite because the sprite is what? It's tuffle. It's a great point, Lamaisa. It's a tremendous point. And if you tell me that tuffle is chayv in bracha, then why don't you say the bracha? Then why don't you say the bracha on the water, on the sprite? Even if you're chayv al-aguffin, al-aguffin. You're still chayv, even if you're chayv, you're not practically saying it, because you're not sure. So it's a tremendous kasha. Yeah? You follow what I'm saying? So you see from this, Ramosha says, I don't understand. If you hold that sfar shtar, that tuffle doesn't need a bracha, why do you predicate it based on a suffix? Even if it's not a suffix, it's still a tuffle. A tuffle never needs a bracha. Tuffle never needs a bracha ever. So the tuffle is not chayav a bracha. What's you know what's going on, Mamaisa? Why do you predicate only misafik? You don't say a bracha on the mask. Even if you're not chayav a bracha, it's a guffin. For sure, Lomaisa, you're not chayav in the mask because it's tuffle, Lomaisa. Let's say I hold like that post. Those posts would say you never say a guffin. I'm only looking. Still, you don't say it. Still, you shouldn't say it because tuffle doesn't do it. Now, if you tell me it's chayav in a bracha. Then Lomaisa, you're going to definitely have to say it because you're not practically saying one. Also, please get this down. Please get this down. Another kash on this side that the tuffle doesn't need a bracha. What's another kash on this side that tuffle doesn't need a bracha? The Chazon Ish proved from Tosis that what? That if you don't have das on the tuffle, b'shas bracha, you're not nifter the tuffle. Tuffle is chayav bracha. He's against Tosis. Okay? He's against Tosis. Gets what the Chazon Ish says. So the Ramosha says this Shartzian Lamaisa is very difficult. He has one kasha, and we're saying he's against the Tisus. We're saying that he's against what the Chazon Ish poured out on Tisus. Okay, fine. Now let's get this. This leads us to the following. Okay, is there any other way? Is there any other way to what to learn up? Is there any way to learn up Lomaisa, the Pshat and the Gemara? So I gave the Rabbeinu Yonah, yes? I gave the Rabbeinu Yonah. But Lomaisa, before we get to that, I want to just elaborate on the Shartzim. So we asked two kashas in the Shartzim, yes? So of the two tzadim in the Chakira, which ones we're proving is for sure the bracha, you require a bracha on the Talmud, just the bracha on the Iker Pops. We proved it from what? Chazon Ish proved from Tais where they learned the Bach and the Magen Avraham. Number two, we proved from Trubas Adeshin. And the Shartzim who says that Talmud doesn't need a bracha, yes? Rav Moshe asked one kasha on him. Why is he predicated on something? Number two, we're saying he's against Taisus. Yes? Against Taisus, against the Trubas Adeshin. Okay, so Rav Moshe, the Sefer Mishnah's bracha, Simen Chav Zayin, yes? They quote the Shartzim. Who says that a tuffle doesn't need a bracha? He wants to say, Lamaisa, the following. He wants to say the following Kiddush. Get it down. You with me? He wants to say that bracha achrona, there's a chiyuv to, and I want you to get this. There's two elements in a bracha. Bracha Rishona. What are the two elements? The matan is shemila, asaladim lano, blozam lo bracha. What daf? Lamehem et alpha. What's your second version? What's the second element in a bracha? You tell me.
Praising Hashem,
which is the Rashi and the Chesve is the Kavachomer from Bracha Achrona to Bracha Rishona. Yes, you got the two elements. So maybe one could say the Bracha Achrona is focused on the second element. There's no matter when it comes to Bracha Achrona. It's just praising Hashem. So maybe one could say, and I want you to get this, Mamaisa, that there's no chiyuv Bracha Achrona on a tafel because why? Hello, because the tafel has a chiyuv of the first one, of the matter, right? But it doesn't have the chiyuv what? You have no chiyuv to praise Hashem for a tafel. You follow me? So since the tafel doesn't have the chashivis, there's no klal chiyuv bracha achrona on the tafel. Because the whole chiyuv on the bracha achrona is what? Is the praise element. The praise element doesn't exist by what? By a tafel. So basically, maybe what one could say is, I want you to get this down. This Sharatzion that introduces the Svara that a what? That a tuffle doesn't need a bracha is only said on a bracha achrona. He only said that wild Svara, or that radical Svara that a tuffle doesn't need a bracha, he only said it on a bracha achrona. You got that? Because it's lacking that requirement to praise Hashem and thank Hashem. You hear what I'm saying? So if you think about it, Lamaisa, if you think about it, exactly, correct. So you think about it, we try to prove him wrong from Tyson. Well, what's Tyson talking about? Tyson's talking about Rishona. You follow me? That Svara that the Shartzian brings up, he never said it by a Bracha Rishona. You got what I'm saying? And also the Trumas Adesh was only talking about a Bracha Rishona. So don't ask on the Shartzian from what? You still have a Moishas Kasha, that I grant you. But the other Kasha you don't have. And this opens the door for us to be masbir what exactly the shita of the shita is all about. Let's get this down. What is the shita of the Trumas Adeshin all about? That the tafel you need a bracha if you eat it beforehand. You got it? Let's get this, okay? There are three shitas. Please get this down. Please get it. Let's get this, Mahalach. We're trying to build up a whole shtickl here, guys. There are three shitas. It's your schos, Lamaitz, because I wasn't feeling well, Lamaitz, but trying to push through with the siyat and shmaya. It's your schos, Lamaitz. You with me? We're getting it up. We're getting stronger with the help of Hashem, no bad. So we get into it more. The mechavtish. You follow? What are the three shitas? Let's go. Don't just mail it in. I'm not feeling run down. Siyat and shmaya. Please get it down, Asher. The Trumas Adesh says, what bracha do you say if you have the tafel before? What bracha do you say if you have the tafel before? No. You say the bracha that's ru'ya to it. You say the bracha that's ru'ya to it.
Why would you not say
the bracha? Because the Or Zeruah, Marach Or Zeruah, Marach Or Zeruah is a rishon. Simon Lamed Ches is a bracha shahakal. Those berries that you drink, that you have before you drink the wine, you know what bracha he says in the berries? Shahakal, not eggs. You change it. Get it down. The first one is what? What's the first one? First sheet is what? First sheet is a regular bracha, even though you're in the tafel first eight. Second one, shaka, what's the Beis Yosef say? He says, if you eat the tafel before the ikar, what bracha do you say? You say the regular one. You say the regular one. And the Darkei Moshe agrees, and he says, since it's tafel, you don't have ikar on it. So you have to wear a bracha, you don't want to wear a bracha. So it comes out, yes? The Magen Ram says, the Orzeruah says, it's Shahakal, Marakal Zeruah on the Tafel. Only Ba'ofen She'ikru Mashkum She'bekazru Shahakal. You got this? In other words, the only time you get a Shahakal is when what? The Ikru Mashkum is what? Is Shahakal. Yes? Then you hold the Machal's Tafel, the Shtiyas Mashkum. You should say a Shahakal on the Bracha, therefore Patas it. When you eat the tafel for the ikar, you say shakal mikra din. Yes? What about in the case of the Trumas Adeshin? With the ikar's prepri agafim? Would you say a shakal on the what? On the tafel? No. You say the bracha ruyalo. Okay? So let's get this. There are three shitas. The Trumas Adeshin, Darkei Moshe, say what?
The bracha before is the
that it loses its chashivas, the tafel, and therefore if you have the tafel for nikah, what bracha do you say? Shahakol. Yes?
The Trumas
Hadesh and Darkei Moshe holds with kol tafel hifsid is berkasov var shahakol. What does the Beis Yosef say? Birkas Iker is what? Shahakol? Then you say what? Then you say what? He says that when the bracha, Birkas Iker is Shahakol, you say a bracha on the tafel, the bracha ruya, lifnei the Iker. Okay? Is that clear, Lamaisa? So again, the Marach or Zeru says what? You say Shahakol. That we know. What's the other option? You always stick to its bracha no matter what, yes? But then there's a third option. What's the third option? When you have the tafel before, if the Iker one was a shahakol, then the tafel will be what? Shahakol. But if the Iker one is what? More than that, it's not a, if the Iker one is what? It's not a shahakol, right? Right? The Beis Yosef will say, even when the Iker one is what? Beis Yosef, even when the Iker one is Shahakol, you'll say a Tafel Ha'etz. Always. So no matter what, whenever you have the Tafel before, it gets its own bracha. Even when what? Even when the Iker one is what is Shahakol. You got that? It'll still remain a H. The other sheet is that what? That all the time it loses what? All the time, what is the din is? Chumas Hadesh, Darkei Moshe, it loses bracha Shahakol. No matter what. Yes? What's the third possibility is? That it only loses it when what? Only loses it when the Iker is Shahakol. But when the Iker, it only loses it when the Iker is Shahakol. Yes? What happens if the Iker is what? Is wine. What do you do in that case? What happens if the Iker is wine? What is it? It's not possible to say Shahakol on the what? On the tafel. Yes? What bracha will you say? The bracha that it's ruya. So in other words, the bracha that's ruya. So it's not possible when you're saying the bracha's Iker is brepir guffin that you should say Shahakol on the what? On the tafel. Rather, you keep its what? Regular bracha. Halacha lamaisa. So that's what comes out, lamaisa. The three different shittas in that case. Okay, does that make sense? You got that? That's what Magen Rambam says. When you eat the Iker, your das is not on the tafel. You have to say the bracha on the tafel. If you say shahakol on the tafel, it comes out, you say the bracha on the tafel, you say shahakol, not like the Beis Yosef. So it comes out, the Beis Yosef says no matter what, you always have what? Say the bracha that's ruya to when you have it is a tafel. No matter what. It's a eitz, it's a eitz. In the Biri case. However, if you hold, what's the other possibility, Lamaisa? Three sheets is what bracha is if the tafel is before the Iker. One is it's always the same bracha, one is it's always shahakol, and what's the third possibility?
When it's shahakol, shahakol.
And when it's what? And when it's Brebriya Gafa, what is it?
The right bracha.
What'd you say?
Bracha.
Right bracha, correct. It vacillates. So you got the three sheetahs? Please write them down. Forget it. Did you write them?
Yeah.
You got the three sheetahs? I'll say it one more time. The bracha before, if the tafel before gets its own bracha no matter what. The other one is no matter what. It's a shaka. What's the third one?
Shaka.
It's a shaka. If the ikka one's shaka, but if it's what? If it's a H or anything else, it'll get its bracha that's ruyalo. You got the three sheetahs? That's a chiddush lamaisa. So now, based on this, I want to be masbit to you what this is based on. Lumdus. You got this? This is intricate Lamaisa. We're building Lamaisa. This is what I was able to do, even though I was resting Lamaisa, back and forth, resting, getting up in the office Lamaisa before. This is what it requires Lamaisa. Tachon Lamaisa. You follow me? To make this building. This is a building. Now, what is the pshat behind this? What is the pshat behind this shita? You got this? What is the pshat of Trumas Hadesh that it drops a shahakol? You plug it in for me. Who said that? What did Rabbeinu Yonah say that was archetypical Birkas HaMatir? Yes. Remember that you had a sheet that if you eat anything that's less than a zayin, you're getting shahakol? It's nuts, no? You ate an orange. Remember we saw that? Then Rabbi Yonah, because that's a matter. What's the second element you have? The Kava Chomer and Rashi Memches from Birkas HaMazon. So plug it in now. What does Or Zeru in the Chumash edition say? They're chayiv the bracha, but it drops to what? Why does it drop? Because you don't praise Hashem for a tafel. So you drop that element, and then what do you have? Only the matter, and then all this is shahakal. Even though it's a biri, it's a eitz. Amazing, no? That's the bir lamais you want to say the chiddush is in the Magen Avraham. Okay? You got this, the bir, the chiddush you want to say the pshat is. Amazing, no? You got this? You know who says this? Rav Shmuel Berman. You know who Rav Shmuel Berman is? Zatzal, he was one of the great Gedolei HaDor. They say he would have been the Gedolei HaDor. He died died as a younger man. He had Parkinson's. He's related to Rabbi Berman. There's Bermans in Punovich are related to Rabbi Berman. You never heard of Lashon Shlomo? He was the son-in-law of the Stipler. He was at Kohen Oilam. And I was valedictorian in high school in Skokie. So what? Doesn't mean anything. All I did was take one AP on my son. I'm not patting myself, but I said to Shtickle at graduation, I said over Shtickle Torah from Lashon Shlomo. He was a Kohen Oilam. And you know what he says? He says this pshat, that there are two elements in a bracha rishonim. You have the matter and the shvach. The matter can be a counter shakal. That's what they hold. That it drops when it's a tough one. You don't have the second element of shvach. All you have is the matter. Now who argues on this? Who argues on this? Beis Yosef argues on this, and he says, what? Still got to pray to Hashem even if it's a tafel. That's why it gets its own bracha. And the third sheet that says, it depends, what? You were valedictorian in Skokie too? Why not? You should have been. The third one was, well, you went to Skokie. Third one, you deserved it.
Yeah, I was a very strong second semester senior.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. So what's the third one? What's the third sheet then? What's the third sheet? The third sheet is what? It's a tough one. Depends what the what. What did you think of shackle? If not, then it remains the same thing. Okay? Now, listen to this. There's a bit of a problem here. What's the problem? You guys tell me. What do we say, Rabbi Yonah, Lama Chesim, and Beis?
Maliach is the Periskinos.
We said that what?
Maliach is Periskinos.
No, we said you're only Chayiv what? Yechayv, there's two dinim, Asul Adam and Rabbi Yonah. The Chiyuv Shein is only by Kazayas. Remember I said that to you? You only have a Chiyuv to pray the Shem, it's a Kazayas. It's less than that, you just have the Matar, right? So you need less than the Kazayas. What's the Chiyuv? Asul Adam was a little bracha. All the Rishonim are cholik on him. And they say that since there's a Chiyuv what? Since there's a Chiyuv Odoye, they're a Mesakim at Be'er Bracha, that l'chachil, you need to wash along with a bracha. You have to say kvarcha, come in b'kosso. So why on tafel do you say sha'akol? There are misakein and the matbeah shal bracha, shabot machmas yisum along with a bracha, shumi mechesa, kol min v'min. All the Rishonim are going to have been here. So why on earth would you say that we should drop to a sha'akol if you don't hold like this Rabbeinu Yonah? Okay, it's a chiddush. Okay. This leads us to the following. Rabbeinu Yonah. You ready? How does Rabbeinu Yonah Mazal the Gemara different than what? Different than Taisus. My Rebbe,
he puts together.
My Rebbe, Rebbe Freeman should do is Mazal in the social Shlomo. So how does Rabbeinu Yonah argue on Taisus? Go ahead.
Instead of saying like Tosos that first you have the fruit and then you have the salt and then you have the bread.
It's not ABC like Taisus. Go ahead.
AAB. Meaning put together the salted fruit.
Put the salt with the excellent.
And then
you eat it with the bread. So the pas patters the peiris. So you say a bracha on the pas, it patters the peiris. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. So it comes out, Lamaisa. Comes out that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, he says a whole different shot. But who says Rabbeinu Yonah argues on Taisus? I said it. The Bach also said it. I was mechavin to the Bach, Baruch Hashem. And the Bach says, Rabbeinu Yonah's mazmir the Gemara, that the Mishnah says what? What does the Mishnah say? How do you touch the Mishnah according to Rabbeinu Yonah? You guys tell me. How do you touch the Mishnah according to Rabbeinu Yonah? Say the brach on the peiris, the path is the malich and the pas. So when the Mishnah says b'varach al malich, what is it really referring to? Excellent. Get it down. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, excellent, Shmuel. When it says Mubarak al Amalich, it's referring to the Perish Nusar because of them, the salt came. So that's what it means, the Pshat in the Mishnah. Yes? Does that make sense? That's what the Mishnah says. That's a big Chiddush. That when it says Malik, it meant Paris Gnusar. According to Taisa, it didn't mean that. According to Taisa, you have to add an element, A, B, and C. It wasn't in the Mishnah. Mishnah's picking up the end of the what? It's not so bad, according to Taisa. When I was thinking about that, like that, the Mishnah, I was in the middle of Shir. The Hivu Lefanim is at the end of the meal after Paris Gnusar. It's a little bit missing from the Mishnah, though. Whereas according to Ben Yona, the Pshat of Malik is what? Is Paris Gnusar. That's how you type the Mishnah. Okay? Talking about a case that they were in front of Mishas and Birch Lapas. They weren't in front of them, then the parish wouldn't have pottered, like it says. Okay? So, Lomaisa comes out that the Pshat in the Mishnah is the Pas. Leave the Pas with the fun of when he said the Birch on the Pas. If it wasn't the fun of, then the parish are not pottered them. And that's the Chiddush of Rashi. The Bach says, that's what Rashi writes. Paris are chashuv and mipas. Now, we just put together the Zemachleis Taisa Ben Yonah. What do you think Rashi holds? Does Rashi hold like a Taisa or Ben Yonah? What do you think? What do you think? So the Bach says, what does Rashi say? Do you remember asking Paris? What does he say? His Paris are more chashuv than pas, doesn't he? I thought that's what he said, no? Yeah, he says that parish are more chashuv than pas. What's he driving at by saying that? He says the teretz or parish kenusa are more chashuv than pas. So it's possible that pas is tuffle to them. But there's something else pas is not puffle to. So I think, says the Bach, I think Rashi's got a hold like a Ben Yonah. That the Mishnah saying brikas of parish does pot to the pas. What's wrong? Yeah, I mean, when he makes that comment, who do you think he's going like? He's going like Rabbi Yonah, it seems. No? That the Mishnah is trying to tell me, Birkas HaPeres, Pot is the Pas. That's what the Gemara means. It's more kosher than Pas. Pas is tuffled to it. Pas is not tuffled to anything else.
Tosafot says that too.
Oh, let's get to it now. Let's get to it now. Why do you say Tosafot says it too?
Tosafot says that.
He says that the parish are more chashuv than pas. I don't think he said that.
He doesn't say that explicitly, but he does say that the pas is popular with the paros.
Okay, so
those are just in calling on the Mishnah. He's not. He still holds the mice that the left one is nifter of pas, or that the left one is nifter of paros.
Yeah, but I'll prove to you, yes, that maybe Rashi can hold like Taisus. How? You with me? Let's get this. The Slach says, even if Rashi holds like Taisus, yes? Sam, you with me? What if, even if Rashi holds like Taisus, that Brish Malik Patas Pas, that's only the eighth sum of four. That's only if he ate some before the Paris. Birkas Malik, Patas the Pas, that's only if he ate first the Paris. It's more kosher than bread. And then the Pas is tougher to them. Did you get that, Shmuel? Makes a lot of sense. Maybe when Rashi says that Birkas Malik, Patas Pas, that's only when you eat it before the Paris. They're more kosher than the Pas. Does that make sense?
Sure.
How does the Slach hold like? How does the Slach say Rashi might hold like Taisus? Because if Birkas Malia Pat is the Pas, that's only when you ate Kodem Peris, which are more chashuv than the Pas. Then the Pas is tougher than them, and then Batla Chashivas. But that's possible that it's tougher than Malia, and Birkas Malia Pat is it, right? Then it's impossible that the Pas, if Ali Lokay, the Pas can't potter. That's what he wants to tie in. The Gemara has that cash, the Gemara goes nuts and says, oh, it's Kovei Brachlof Neatz, it can't be Tafel or Pas. Well, Brass Pas also not Tafel. So it's also not Tafel. So what comes out? What comes out? According to Rashi, what's Pshat, the boxer, he holds like, ooh. Beni Yonah. The Slach says, even if Rashi holds like Taisus, that's only if you eat beforehand. Only if you eat beforehand. Okay? You follow? That's only when you eat the Korban the Peiros. When you eat Korban the Peiros, the Chashuvim are there.
You eat the bread of Korban the Peiros.
Yes. You ate what Korban the Peiros? What'd you say? You ate the Birkas Maliach. You ate them Korban the Peiros. When he says Birkas Maliach, his pot is the pas. That's not about a case when you ate them what? Ate them Korban the Peiros. Because there are more Chashuvim than the pas. That's what he wants to tie in. So it's a Machleis Rashi Taisus. So my friend is Slach and who else? What'd you say? Bach and Slach, whether Rashi holds like a Rabbi Yonah or Rashi. So my friend is how to touch it up. Okay. Now this Lamaisa comes out a tremendous Skiddish Lamaisa. Okay? And I'd like to just close with, and we'll pick it up with this tomorrow, Lamaisa, because I want you to see, we have to see the Rishonim inside Lamaisa. This Skiddish. Is there a notion, Lamaisa, why is Tufel different than Chetzi Shir? That's the kasha. Why is it any different than Chetzi Shir? You hear what I'm saying? Why is it any different than Chetzi Shir? It's a great kasha. Any answers? Why is it any different than Chetzi Shir? Tufel, you know what you say is a nothing, Lamaisa. Remember we had that sheet of the reed, you say Ben Afasa less than a shear? Yeah? Now we're saying if you eat tafel before the ikkar, you say a shahakal.
No one said the tafel was less than a shear.
Well, why don't you compare tafel to chetzi shear? That's what we have to see.
Why would we though?
Because they're both not fitting. One is like side and one is what? One is qualitative, one is quantitative, you want to say? Alright, we'll have to see. You understand what I'm saying, Sam? I will pick it up with that tomorrow. Let's stop having a wonderful day.
Remember the discussion we had about beer?
Beer.